Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Asiyeke ku sismo, aw sismo sawubona.
Sawubona sisibahle ninjani?
Siyaphila wena unjani?
Hayi ngomusa nami ngiyaphila.
Hayi sigciniwe emseni kaJehova.
Indeed.
Amen. Namhlanje siphatheleni.
Ngicela ngokubingelela abalaleli egameni likaJesu.
Amen.
Today I just want to encourage whoever is sitting out there ekhaya, but it shall be well with you. I just want to share the word of God from the book of Psalm chapter number 40, verse number 1 through to 3. Yona ebalega ka tsela e quickly in New King James Version. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Today, I want to encourage a challenge wherever they are who saying, yo, sismo, I'm going through a lot in my life.
Yeah.
I'm saying, even when you're going through a lot in your life, never quit on praying and calling upon the Lord. David says, I waited patiently on the Lord. It means there was something that he was hoping God to do for his life.
Yeah.
And he had to wait patiently. Esikhathini sokulinda sesibathi akubi mnandi. Kubane ukuthi uNkulunkulu kanti uphendula nini? Uyophendula njani? You know, the worst part is when even people say, awuphendule ubavala imlomo. You know, because kuba kuningi in a waiting season. Kuba nento eziningi, kuba nenkulumo ezivelayo, kuba ne, you know, ma comments langasimnandi. You know, abanye baze bayenze i-joke, inhlekiso ngawe. Kuri bakudirisa sesirisho, kuri ge ba ulibelela bakulibelele fast. Mara I want to encourage Mutelezi today to say, David says, he heard my cry. Wow, kwamudimu, when you go through things and you pray, God hears our prayers. And he further says, he brought me out of a horrible pit. You know, sometimes some of the things that you go through, you don't even know how you will come out of them.
Yeah.
But God will bring you out of that horrible pit. He, you know, he will plant your feet on the king's highway. He will establish your steps. The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he further establishes them. You know, Mudimu will lead you to send your CV somewhere. La ungeke ucabange nokuthi bangakuqasha khona, bakuqashe. Kuhambe kahle uzongakholwa nawe ukuthi hawu. They've already accepted my application, because God will order your steps.
Yeah.
God will send, you know, destiny help us your way. God will send people who will wipe tears of many years in your life. That is God, because and I want to say to Mtieleti, do not focus on people when you are going through a season of pain. Do not focus on what people say and do. But to give out and they will remain people. Focus on what God can do in that situation. What do you want me to do in this season while I'm waiting for you? Because I know you will order my steps.
Yeah.
We'll never turn away from his word. He will watch over it to perform it in your life. Do not give up. But everybody wants a good, soft, quick life. Everything must just come quick. It must be, you know, served on a silver platter. But let me tell you, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will see them. I will see them through everything they want to love with you. You know what?
Yeah.
And I will trust in this God. Maybe you saying, you don't know, I've got an appointment, I'm going for an op. I've got an appointment, is going for an op. You know, last year this time, I was sitting in a hospital after an operation. Today I'm preaching and saying, God can heal you. God can see you through. Because he's a faithful God.
Yeah.
Your season of tears, your season of pain, is not but forever. It's just but for a moment. Lift your head high. And trust in this God.
Amen.
Or booking Isaiah chapter number 3, verse number 10. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. And maybe I'm speaking to you when you are going through a wonderful moment. Your season of breakthrough is here. Everything you press is like God is saying, go for it, my baby. I've opened that door for you. Don't be quick to say, never, ever tender, ever fast. Don't be careless with words. Just encourage somebody who's going through a terrible time and say, it shall be well.
Amen.
Keep on being good. Keep on doing good. Keep on trusting God. It shall be well.
Amen.
Kuzolunga. Ungashukuthi mina mntana ngingamfundisa kahle. That's why asiphatha kahle ngalendlela. Kwakangwana ke mmontshitse tsela ga modimo. That's why dilo tsa gagwe di tsamaya ga botse. Hey, this thing is called life. This thing is called life.
Yeah.
You must humble yourself.
Yeah.
When you are going through a season of joy and jubilation, don't look down upon somebody. Encourage them. Encourage them through their winter season. Warm up their lives with kind words. Warm up their lives with prayer. Warm up their lives with encouragement. You know, yesterday as I was leaving my house, I quickly remembered that there is somebody who said, we are going through a difficult phase this morning. Harnang. And when I looked at my bank balance, it did not agree for me to do any transfer. But I said, maybe there is something in my house. I'm saying, let's go to the basic of the basic things. Something that you look at and say, my life is still worth living.
Yeah.
You know, I remember somebody saying to me, I was about to kill myself one afternoon. Karen, let me go to church the following day. Maybe somebody will look at me and find me worthy to be recognized as a sister and as a friend. And or when she came, somebody, you know that hug. Sparked hope in somebody's life. Maybe somebody comes to you and say, my life is in a mess. I don't even know where to start. Sometimes you don't even need to say many words. I may not have a solution to your problems, but I know this God that can come through for your life. I know God who has healed people. I know God who has given justice for a pending court case. I know God who has restored life after a terrible accident. I don't even need to question him or why. But I tell him, God, I trust you. This wonderful afternoon, to hopala we encourage mutiality. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give in. Likhona ithemba lo nkulunkulu qobo lwakhe. Tshepo ya rena be go modimo ka sebelebele. Modimo ya tshabe beng sefatlhego. Modimo a tla ra o lebella a o tlele ka dikgaogelo. Or mope di jopo ya hai ibu bebe.
Yeah.
Jopo ya hai, his yoke is light. His burden is easy. Kunga bukeka nga chia susinda, ngoba si utwala nga mandla wetu.
Yeah.
But when we begin to say, God, we trust you in this situation. We trust that you will carry us in this season. He will show himself as God. David says, I patiently waited upon the Lord.
Amen.
Patiently wait upon this God. He will come through for you.
Yeah.
I remember somebody the other day, maybe ukuthi awusaphahla, awusatshela abaphansi ukuthi izinto azihambi kahle. Kiri, vele ngathi kubo rest in peace and bengiqinisile. Bengifuni baphumule ngokuthula. Lo ngaphumule, lo ngazeli, nongalali, uJehova Sabaothi. Uzongilwela izimpi. Kungakho ngiziletha kuye, ngingaziletha ukulabalela.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraging somebody today to say, what is happening to you is common to man. Yesterday we were at a women's conference. Servant of God was saying, even in our mistakes, there is a redemptive voice of God that will come and redeem you. He will come through and redeem you for as long as you say, God, come through for me.
Amen.
Yeah. Kerata, what this man of God, Wako Chiptan, just said, now we're I come back, I eat, and I listen to the word. I eat the word through radio station.
Amen.
Yeah. Uvale indlebe zikanyama, la inkulumo eziningi zingena khona. Uvule indlebe zikamoya, uthi ngizolalela izwi. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak.
Amen.
Inhliziyo mayigcwele igcwaliswe ngezwi.
Amen.
Umlomo wami uzokhuluma izwi, uzokhuluma kuphila.
Yeah.
Sibahle thuba elihle lokukhuthaza umlaleli. And we are saying, you are not alone in that season.
Hey.
You are not alone.
Hey.
You may think that you are alone, but you are not alone.
Yeah.
There are people who are broke, who are going through a season of lack. There are people who are going through sickness and disease. They are going through. They are not staying there. Mm. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Don't give in, Mzalwane. Sithi it is well. Ngoba uNkulunkulu has promised his peace. Ingakho ezwini ethi be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known giena, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Uma singathatha nje lelo lizwi olokhu uNkulunkulu akushoyo kithina, uyabona nje izinto zabo ma stress or ke tshwereke tlhogo because of mhlambe ubhekane ne situation, uNkulunkulu uzodila ngakho konke lokho. Wena nje iya kuyena ngomkhuleko, iya kuyena with thanksgiving. Sismo siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi us encourage kule ntambama ukuthi ke singa give up kodwa senzeni, sincike kuJehova. Uthola hala kai sismo mongekho la emoyeni.
Ngiyabonga sisibahle, and ngicela ukubanika no John 14 verse 27 khuluma ngokuthula, and they can reach me on Facebook kina Morena Khari. I think that's the easiest way ukuthi banthole lapho, or laba funa ukuthumela email bangathumela morenakhari@yahoo.com. Ngiyatholakala mina lapho. Unkulunkulu ababusise balaleli, let's keep having hope and faith in God. Amen.
Amen. Next week ngaso lesikhathi futhi. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Pila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu kuradiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.